You're listening to episode number 14, The Fountain of Youth is Intermittent Fasting. Welcome, I'm Kay Dorellis, your host, and this is the Good Girl Gun OMAD podcast, a go-to resource for people like yourself looking to learn more about their health and happiness through intermittent fasting in a world that's constantly telling us to do more, be more, and eat more. The Good Girl Gone OMAD podcast has listeners from all over. I just want to shout out a few areas on the map from this week's listeners. Hi to my listeners in Zurich, Switzerland, Missouri, Tennessee, New York, India, Australia, and Madrid, Spain. I love you all. Wherever you're listening right now, though, thank you. I really, really appreciate your support. If you're loving this podcast, make sure to subscribe and give it a star rating. Also, I have a new intermittent fasting guide for you all. If you didn't download it yet, I want you to have it. So it's my second edition and you can get it for free. Just go to goodgirlgoneomad.com to download. Some people think it's water. Some think it's inside of a bottle of lotion. Maybe it's exercise, or sex, or love, or food. I think that it's a combination of all of those things, yet none of them at the same time. Hold on, I'll explain. Keep listening because today we are going to look at the anti-aging benefits of intermittent fasting and why I'm calling it the ultimate fountain of youth. I want to first start off by saying in no way am I promoting anti-aging from a superficial beauty sense. Not in this episode. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. However, I don't think it's healthy for us to be as obsessed as we become regarding aging. I mean, aging is natural. It's a part of life. It's a part of wisdom and learning. But aging has now become this negative thing. Nobody wants to age and everybody wants to look like a baby. Somehow, we have distilled anti-aging down to drinking collagen powder and using creams to spackle on our faces. Really? One powder or one cream isn't going to cure all signs of aging. And I hate to break it to y'all, but downing triple-digit numbers of water isn't the cure either. If that's the case, I think facial creams and water are severely underpriced and they should be charging like $700 an ounce. If you are into anti-aging, I'm not poking fun at you. If you tried any method to get that look, I was there too. I used to think slathering on lotions and heavy creams was going to be the key to my anti-aging problems. But needless to tell you, that didn't work. The only thing it really affected was my bank account. Another thing that we do, aside from the cream and the water, is detoxes. So there's so many juice cleanses out there and detox programs out there. People are obsessed with them. They swear by them, especially in the summer when vacations are at an all-time high. Even during the winter, after we pig out at these Christmas parties and get ready for New Year's, pretty much year round, we are looking to do some level of detox. Have you tried any of these methods before? Maybe you've done a detox or subscribed to some sort of serum. Were you happy with the results? Did the results even last? Leave me a message on either Facebook or Instagram and let me know any of the anti-aging methods that you've tried. But you all know me by now. I'm very inquisitive. I take nothing at face value. So you have to ask yourself, in order to be concerned about anti-aging, you first have to acknowledge that you are aging. So when do we start aging? I mean, when is it appropriate to start selling anti-aging products? When do we move into that aging phase? When do we even bring up the topic? Is it our 20s, our 30s, 40s, even 50s? You want to know my answer? I think as soon as we're conceived. As soon as you are conceived, you enter the aging process. That's it. That's when it starts. You're born, you celebrate your birthday, boom, you're aging. Every second that passes, you are a second older. Just let that sink in. So, when is it okay to start thinking of anti-aging? Obviously, as soon as you're born. As soon as you're born, your mother and father can set you up for future success with anti-aging. But we don't do that here, at least not in the United States. We wait until I think our 30s or 40s to start thinking and talking about anti-aging. By then, it may be a little too late. If you're listening and you're out there and you are somehow involved in the beauty industry, can you leave me a message on why do we wait decades to start talking about anti-aging stuff? So, if you start aging at conception, then the number one cause of aging are cells. My philosophy is that we have to keep our cells at their healthiest, just like we do our diets, to make sure that we aren't causing more damage than necessary, especially the younger we are. Unfortunately, we created a world where aging is the enemy and we have to fight it tooth and nail by any means necessary. But I think it's so funny because we have some great examples of people on Earth that live well into their hundreds and they look great and they move around as if they weren't old. But there's no one out there like really doing an exceptional job at it. Like there's no one walking around that's, let's say, 98 years old, but they look like they're 16. So trying to stay young forever is humanly impossible. What I'd like for us to do is to slow down the process of inflammation. When it comes to anti-aging, the best thing you can do for your body is to not eat all the time. Intermittent fasting, because in the absence of food, your cells will eat themselves. This process is called autophagy. I know it sounds gross, but trust me, this is something that you want. When your cells are old, damaged, weak, autophagy will help break them down to generate new cell growth. This is your body's natural elimination process, our own natural detox. I get a lot of people that ask me if they should detox before starting intermittent fasting as a way to prepare for it. And I'm like, why would you want to do that? Intermittent fasting is detoxing. The meaning of autophagy literally translates into self-eating. In a nutshell, your body is basically eating itself, starting with the dead cells first. Do you ever wonder what happens to our old cells or do you ever think about stuff like that? No worries. I do all of that thinking for you. As we get older and we're exposed to more stress, we have environmental stressors, nutrient deficiencies, viral and bacteria invasions in our bodies, family and friends stressing us out. I'm kidding, slightly, but our cells are becoming damaged at a faster rate. Autophagy is the most powerful tool that we have toward anti-aging. It's your body's own technique to clean house. It literally cleans out the cells that are damaged and are no longer functional for you. And what you should know is that our bodies were literally made for this type of environment. But since the introduction of refrigerators and delivery services, apps, vending machines, grocery stores, drive-thrus, all of the conveniences that we enjoy today, it's not really about what you eat, but the constant eating is probably the most dangerous thing you can do with your life. Autophagy literally identifies the weakest links of the cell and helps to clear out all of that garbage. Garbage being infections, toxins, disease-causing pieces. This is so important because you don't want those old cells lingering around. They'll end up contributing to inflammation and may cause other diseases like cancer and like Parkinson's. And I know this might sound scary or maybe even a little crazy, but autophagy is your body's way of surviving. It's a process that has to happen in order to prevent some of these diseases. So where anti-aging comes in is that it uses these damaged pieces of your cells to make new ones. So it's literally your body's recycling process. So if autophagy helps prevent these diseases and slows down the aging process, then in my honest opinion, the definition of aging is the loss of production of autophagy in your body. Literally, aging is basically the collection of junky, garbage, trashy cells in your body. When it comes to fasting, and the reason why fasting for autophagy works for anti-aging is that you can't increase the autophagy process without reducing your insulin spikes. Let me say that one more time so everybody can get this. You cannot increase the autophagy process without reducing your insulin spikes. And hold on, if you have no idea why I'm even talking about insulin in this episode and how it links to fasting and why it's one of the most important keys to success on intermittent fasting, or your knowledge is limited about intermittent fasting and you've been told it's calories in versus calories out or reduced calories, it's okay. Go check out my episode number 3, which is titled What Goes On in Your Body During Intermittent Fasting. And this is where I talk a lot about all the inner workings that happen in your body while intermittent fasting. But back to autophagy. When you eat, you are significantly reducing autophagy. Whether you're snacking, you're grazing, or even full meals, your body can't do both at the same time. It can't focus on digesting food and clearing out old cells at the same time. Intermittent fasting is the most efficient way to fight aging because fasting increases autophagy. Autophagy is ignited when your cells are starved for nutrients, meaning you're not eating. Your cells are literally starving. That's the only time I like to use the word starving. They're looking for ways to replenish those amino acids that you lost as you're fasting. So those amino acids are then used to produce energy for your cells. So that's actually pretty interesting because this is a theory that flies in the face of the whole eat more so that you can speed up your metabolism, which is also known as starving yourself will slow down your metabolism. Either way you cut it, neither one of them are right. We are literally biohacking our way through the aging process here. Studies have actually proven that cells produce more energy in the absence of food, which is basically metabolic autophagy. Intermittent fasting is just one way to activate autophagy. It's the one way that I'll talk about in this episode, but exercise is another way. And let me just say this. You've heard me mention this before because I talk a lot about health and minimizing stress, but I also believe in healthy stresses like fasting and like exercise. Now, let's consider this. Hang in there and follow me for just 1 minute. Many people talk of fasting and exercise as if they are mutually exclusive. Like, for example, if you're fasting, you can't work out, or if you're working out, you shouldn't be fasting. I actually have a crazy hunch, call me crazy, that the two should be linked together and coexist harmoniously, of course. I think that fasting strengthens you as an active human being. If you consider this notion of autophagy as an anti-aging technique, wouldn't it make sense that as you continue to fast, your body would start to perform like a younger version of you? Because now you're filled with new regenerated cells. It's said, but not proven, that autophagy starts to occur at hour number 12 of intermittent fasting. That's it. However, it is often promoted that extended fasts are a guaranteed way to increase autophagy. So before I make this announcement, don't go anywhere. I want to say that in order to upregulate autophagy, you don't need a whole lot. Maybe 12 hours, 16 hours. You don't need some radical fasting methods or times or particular foods. I try to mention this as often as I can because I think it's important. The results I share with you on Instagram and on Facebook are predominantly from me doing 16-8. It's just proof that you don't have to be elaborate to be successful, but this is going to be a fun one. So with this episode, I am excited to announce to you my first 3-day extended fast challenge for all of my listeners and followers out there. Okay, listen, because I'm sure that a few of you are out there listening right now and thinking, I can do 3 days, Kay. Well, yes, you can. I know you can. I wouldn't even invite you to the fasting party if I didn't think that you could make it. The 3-day fast will begin on Sunday, June 15th at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and end on Tuesday, June 18th at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, in order to be accounted for and to have some sort of accountability, go to Facebook, search Good Girl Gone OMAD, and join the private group. You should do that today. You have plenty of time to prepare yourself and get your mind together, but I don't want you to miss out. So joining the Facebook group will help keep everything contained. So for my Instagram family that will never cross over to Facebook, don't worry. What I need you to do is to turn on your notifications so that you don't miss out on any posts leading up to that big day. I'll be posting and offering my best tips to make sure that we're all successful. I know sometimes we just need that extra push, that person that's counting on you, that person that's going to cheer you on. I know for me, it really helps when I have relatable people around me, someone that is just like me, like a mom that has a kid or two, works full time, has an extended commute, is involved, prioritizes working out, like all of that stuff. I know someone out there is just like me. And aside from flying myself to your doorstep and knocking food out of your hand, this is the next best thing. So are you with me on this? I'm going to be right there doing this with you. So June 15th, I cannot wait. You can do this. I want you to do this with me. After this episode, you now have the motivation you need to see it all the way through. This is obviously much bigger than just going without food or restricting calories or even just another day doing 16-8. You have a lot more to gain from fasting and cleaning out all those old cells and those damaged parts and those wrinkled bits. Of course, I want to make sure that you are seeing those pounds drop on that scale, but also I care deeply about your overall health and well-being. And I want to make sure that you are set up to fight all of these potential diseases out there. So think about it. If you've never done any process like this at all, think about like all of those toxins and damaged cells that have accumulated in your body so far. It's kind of nasty. And one more point. As if you need another reason to complete this 3-day fast with me on June 15th, you should know, you should be very aware that substantial amounts of money and research efforts are being spent to develop pharmaceutical drugs that can stimulate autophagy. Just let this sink in for one quick moment. It is clear that our culture for quite some time has actually been really obsessed with feeling young and looking younger. There is money out there to be made if they can figure out a way to sell you a quick drug, which I'm guessing is going to come out and be a huge premium. Who knows, a couple $100, $100, a few $1,000s, they'll make it. And it won't take much convincing either that maybe you shouldn't fast or maybe fasting isn't right for you or you shouldn't do it, but a pill is okay. So fast now. Do this now while it's free. Look, none of us can stop time, but at least we can use time to get the most out of life. That's why we're here. That's why I'm setting this up. So go to Facebook and Instagram and get involved. Trust me, intermittent fasting is definitely not a passive sport. So I'll see you on June 15th. Bye for now.
If you like this episode, join me on Instagram and in the new Facebook group by searching Good Girl Gone OMAD and let me know what's your favorite part from today. I love to hear what you guys think about the show. Does this information motivate you to continue fasting, or maybe this just fueled you to get started? Either way, leave me a message or send me a message and let me know what you think about autophagy and the fountain of youth. While you're at it, if you're loving this podcast, please give me a 5-star rating and subscribe. Just clicking that little button is like donating $1 million in the podcast world. Until next time, bye for now.